Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
We pause now to remember another silent key. I'm Peter, VK4YAC. Arnold Jungberg, VK4 Sierra Uniform, known as Arnie to his friends, passed away recently after a long battle with cancer. Arnie was a founding member of the Southeast Queensland Amateur Television Group in the 1970s. VK4SU was also active in the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club and had friends around the world through his activities on HF. He was also a great mentor for those getting into ham radio and a great family man. A farewell service will be held for Arnie at 10 a.m. Wednesday, the 15th of January, at the Metropolitan Funeral Home Chapel, 174 Anzac Avenue, Redcliffe, Queensland. Afterwards, there'll be a gathering at the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club Rooms in Klingner Road, Kippering, situated in McFarlane Park. He'll be sadly missed. Arnold Jungberg, VK4SU.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
On Monday, 20th January, at the Darling Downs Radio Club Incorporated Social and Technical Gathering, John Kirk, VK4TJ, will present a comparison of summits on the air and worldwide flora and fauna from a VK perspective. He will show how active these programs are and how you can join in on either of these at the Toowoomba Library Community Meeting Rooms at 7 p.m. Access to the car park is from Victoria Street. This is Dougal, VK4EKA, for the DDRC Inc.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9.30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hi, this is Ed, DD5LP, with some news on the Wyong Field Day, especially for you, the VK4 listeners, to Q News. The Central Coast ARC wishes everyone a positive and safe new year. Our thoughts are with those still suffering from the bushfires, whether directly in danger or having to deal with the smoke and ash from more distant fires. Let's hope this emergency soon clears and everything can get back to normal quickly. For clarity, the CCARC Field Day is going ahead on the last weekend of February as it has done for over 50 years. As it has been for many years, the venue for this, the largest event for radio amateurs in the Southern Hemisphere, is the horse racing course at Wyong, about an hour's travel north of Sydney. Traders are registering through the web portal at fieldday.org.au to get their usual places in the large air-conditioned marquee tent. Car boot sellers can also already apply for their tickets. Our lecture calendar is quickly filling up and we nearly have a full programme for the first lecture room with a second room available if required. Why not arrange a meet-up of your group of amateur radio friends? Perhaps take advantage of the free tea and coffee in the racecourse building. We are happy to announce your meet-up over the tannoy system, which is also used for public safety and lecture start announcements. Thinking of upgrading your ticket? Or do you know someone who wants to take the foundation licence? Watch the website for details on how to register. That website for all details is fieldday.org.au and then click on the large Wyong Field Day button or select specific information from the pull-down menu at the top of the webpage. If something is not clear, use the Contact Us panel and one of the organisers will get back to you to clarify whatever is required. For the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club, this was Ed, VK2JI.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the City of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tarkink retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP. and I've been thinking. If you haven't caught up with Spaeth's weather woman, Dr. Tamitha Scove, it's worth spending a little time on YouTube to catch her presentations. It is interesting to see the graphics, and her explanations make the face of the sun more interesting to us radio nuts. With updates from NASA, you get a good idea of what is going to happen over the coming week. As an amateur herself, Dr. Scove makes sure that hams are told what to expect. Now that I've mentioned YouTube, I've been enjoying the ability to watch material devoted to our hobby. The NBN certainly has been a boon to this household. As I catch up, I've found the RSGB convention lectures worth a look, and also the co-sponsored by the RSGB, TX Factor. TX Factor seems to have an intermittent programming schedule, but it is produced to professional standards in a magazine format. There are other channels that I've been enjoying whilst refreshing my knowledge of the science and technology that supports amateur radio. For the old dog, there is always the opportunity to refresh one's understanding of a subject, and for the novice, there is material to start you on the journey into a fascinating pastime. The internet is proving itself to be a useful resource for sharing and learning about amateur radio. I haven't even started to catch up on podcasts, and they are a whole other resource for us to use. If you search around, there are archives of magazines and textbooks waiting for the enthusiast to read. Then there are some free e-zines on various aspects of amateur radio and electronics. As yet, I haven't found a definitive teach-yourself site that will take you to getting your license, but the app from the Radio and Electronics School, the RES, goes a long way to getting you prepared for a foundation assessment. Some people may remember in years gone by that I complained that access to the net was not readily available, especially in regional and country areas. As the NBN snakes its way around the country, more people, including us, have access to what most households want. I, for one, am enjoying the ride and can recommend using internet resources for self-education and relaxation. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA. And the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.